Hi, I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat. How do you feel today? I don't mean physically now, but rather, how are things going for you? Are you happy? Is everything going your way? Or is this one of those days you just as soon forget? Well, I feel good today, and I hope you do too. Why is it that we feel better some days than others? Try something with me. Pretend you're young and energetic, and you enlist for a tour of duty with something like, say, the Peace Corps in West Africa. You board your big 747 jet for Ghana, and your enthusiasm just couldn't be higher. But when you arrive, you begin to notice some things. There's no hot water for showers, and you have to be very, very careful about what you eat and what you drink. And then there's the mildew in your mattress, on the walls, every place. And even that doesn't bother you too much, though, compared to the fragrance of those open sewers. And, of course, you can't understand anything that anybody says. You don't mind it all for a while. But in a few days, it begins to get to you, and you become frustrated, depressed, and you wonder, what am I doing here anyway? Then a funny thing happens. You start to get used to things after a few weeks. You get involved in your work, and your morale starts to creep up a little. And next come some successes, and morale goes up again, and up, until at the end of your tour, you wonder where the time went. Psychologists call this the morale curve. It happens everywhere, in college, on the job, whenever there's something new or different. Doesn't matter who you are or what you do. The ups and downs, they're there, and they're just a part of life. But even so, they can get the best of you. And so what you need is a stabilizer, something to hold on to through the bad and the good. Going back to the Peace Corps a moment, the directors of that project have noticed two things that seem to help in times of stress and change. If a person clearly understands why he's doing what he's doing, that in itself will help keep his morale up. But even more than that, they say the number one element in boosting morale is a good leader, a guide, someone who knows the route, who can direct us toward the good and steer us away from the bad. You know, that makes sense to me. That's why I'm talking to you right now. I have that kind of guide. You talk about a leader. He's out there in front directing every step of the way. And it's a treat to follow him because he knows where he's going and how to help us get there. He's been the greatest morale builder that I've ever had at time and time again. He's given me a security, a whole new way of looking at everything. This is Heartbeat.